भाई विंटर में क्या होता है पता है, हमारे थर्मल बस 30 डे रिटर्न देता है अमेज़न, लेते हैं घूम के आते वापस रिटर्न कर देते हैं, मतलब क्लियर
रिटर्न। एंड बिकॉज़ इट्स इनसाइड पीपल कैन कीप द टैग ऑन, आई वोंट टच इट, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ इडियट वुड स्टार्ट दैट बिजनेस, बूटस्ट्रैप्ड विद 5 लाख रुपीस स्टिल फॉर द फर्स्ट 5 इयर्स।
मेन डोंट लाइक टू लुक एट मतलब अदर मेन ऑन इंस्टाग्राम इन अंडरवेयर, सो माय बिजनेस unlike Vedang's has been built on performance marketing.
We are a fashion business as such, but we don't really use the F word.
What is the F word?
The fashion.
Fashion, okay. You like t-shirts being the core and now moving into other categories. What's the market like? How big are you? What's Soul Store all about?
Random
stuff.
Okay,
I was like, hard.
What is this? What is this? What is this?
Thank you so much for coming on the Barbershop. Few things about the Barbershop. It's one of the most unstructured discussions. People think that it's like prepare karna hai, like interview type ko sawal honge, aisa kuch nahi hai. What we do as a team is we try to figure out what are some of the patterns and trends that you as entrepreneurs deal with slash create. And then we try to string those together through a conversation that is more a discovery than it is a preparation. But yeah, break down the thesis of your business in the sense, and maybe this is a question for both of you, and maybe one can go and then the other, and we can see what commonalities and all of that. But market kya hai? What is your business? What is super differentiated about your business? What is the scale and size of the journey? Maybe there are things you may or may not want to share, but at least give some indication of how big this business has become over the last year, 2 years that you've been running it.
I think people who don't share numbers, I find it very weird, because if your business can get disarmed by an MIS, I don't know if you have a business.
Yeah.
To be honest.
People are really careful about this, no?
So that's one thing.
Do share your say something to compliment
him.
I know what he's going to say.
Yo, I'm bahut paar karta hun like that.
Finally, like, so I remember what you're going to say. That's the first time we spoke, actually.
That's the first time. And boss, this guy has no, like, filter of gross net. He just says whatever. We were on a call. Isne apni MIS khol ke, matlab,
he had asked me, how do you look at your marketing cost?
Hitchke ja bhi nahi ra.
And you could have been like a competitor also, right? I'm assuming you guys compete in some categories and so on also.
Sabke saath hi aisa karta hoga. I don't think I got a special remark. It's so fucking secure and transparent.
That's amazing.
You're a very honest guy.
I do feel like it's just okay to be open with your numbers. Like if someone knows your CAC is like X or whatever, Y, it's not like everyone else isn't trying to reduce it. So then why don't people just, like, if you ask me what my CAC is, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you're not trying to make it as close to zero as possible anyway, right?
Yeah.
And that is the funny part. So if someone says like, no, don't tell my gross margins and all.
Yeah.
Really? Like everyone's trying to minimize it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's very weird. I feel like certain things are just, It's just an industry and ecosystem that has made all of these things. But
illusion of competitive advantage. People think that secrecy gives an illusion of competitive advantage, and it's a problematic thing. Like early founders, I don't want to tell my idea to anyone. Fuck, no one cares, dude. An idea 1,000 people would have had.
And people don't understand. I feel like both of our ideas are pretty average, right? So no one, both average. Your idea, mera bhi average. Mine slightly better.
Yeah, I mean.
It's all execution. Most things are execution based. Unless you have something which is really IP protective, then get a patent or something like
that. I agree. I think in all of our businesses, patents are, it's not like pharma where a patent will genuinely protect and be the moat. I think for us, it'll be probably brand.
It's execution, man. Design for Facebook.
No, and there are two different things. In his business, it's staying ahead of the curve, which is part of execution.
In terms of fashion?
In terms of fashion. And in my business, it's running depth more efficiently.
So what is depth?
I think his is an efficiency business.
Fine is
long and short, his is a very need to save rupees in this line item, that line item.
At so, whatever scale is it? Like it's not like you can
at get scale the, also it is like that.
At scale it becomes an efficiency business, but let's say you're going from 0 to like 20 crores a year.
Yeah.
So 1-2 crore karna hai mahine ka. So tab bhi efficiency business hai, like you think that
I don't think efficiency kicks in at low scale. Tab ki efficiency bahut alag hoti hai. But the kind of life-changing efficiency is very... So, for example, my business is a very ERP-friendly business. Historical data dalo, sab jagah, aur aapko magic apne aap aayega. So, I believe that eventually...
It's more predictable for
sure. It's more predictable.
Slightly like yours.
And this is very rare in apparel. I mean, this probably is the only category in apparel.
In apparel.
Hmm. Kyunki the sewing girls that sew our product in my first factory, आज तक वो वही प्रोडक्ट बनाते हैं ना. अब वो आंख बंद करके भी सू कर सकते हैं. दैट एफिशिएंसी, दैट्स नॉट लाइक अ अरेंजमेंट एफिशिएंसी कि अच्छा इतना सब एक साथ कर. इट्स अ ह्यूमन एफिशिएंसी दैट नाउ. पहले दिन जब हमने चालू किया था तब वो 600 पीस बनाते थे, अब 1200 पीस बनाते हैं दिन का. वो कैसे आएगा? दैट फॉर हिज प्रोडक्ट जहां पे 2000 में ही स्टाइल चेंज हो जाती है, 2000 पीस में ही स्टाइल चेंज हो गई. It's impossible to build because everything's new. In women's ethnic, it's nuts. But the women ethnic chalana is, I think, one of the toughest businesses. Koi hai ke?
Start an ethnic brand for men, though. But it's still...
Let me paraphrase. Women ethnic mein paisa kamana, I think, is the toughest. Chalu karna asaan hai. Paisa kamana, I mean, there's no backward... like. मैं जो आपको फैक्ट्री वाली सारी चीजें बोल रहा हूँ, हो ही नहीं सकती. स्टाइल चेंज होते रहती, कट चेंज होते रहते, टी शर्ट फिर भी एक ही शेप का रहता है, प्रिंट चेंज होता है, उसमें तो टॉप ही चेंज हो जाता है. मतलब किसी में इधर चाहिए, किसी में इधर चाहिए. डैम टफ टू रन ऑपरेशन.
ग्रॉस मार्जिन इज मोर रिवॉर्डिंग. इट हैज टू बी.
इट हैज टू बी. बट अगेन,
यू हैव टू पे फॉर इट.
बट इवेंचुअली हो क्या रहे ना कि consumer doesn't pay for it because getting entry into this, the entry barrier is so low, which is even from a manufacturing setup, itne matlab choti si jagah mein 6 karigar 6 machine pe log setup kar dete hain. It's like home cooks. To entry barrier hai nahi kyunki bada capex chahiye nahi. To kabhi bhi itna difficult kaam karne ke liye bhi jo risk to reward hona chahiye wo industry mein aata hi nahi, which is why you don't have a single listed player who's ever touched 20% EBITDA. Yaar
W and all still an up and down story, like I don't know.
Haan, matlab,
no, I think like wo wahan pe bhi Indas EBITDA and all hota hai.
Correct like, I'm not commenting on specific, but bada phad jati hai boss. It's a structure. Aisa nahi ki matlab योगेश के पास 25 साल का एक्सपीरियंस है, विदा हम कुछ सॉल्व कर पाएंगे. उसका स्ट्रक्चर ही वैसा है बिकॉज ऑफ द एंट्री बैरियर, बिकॉज एवरीवन हैज एन एस्पिरेशन एट अ यंगर एज कि मैं अपना एक बार डिजाइन करके तो देखती हूँ. एंड देन यू जस्ट रिक्वायर 6 कारीगर्स टू डू इट. एंड आई मीन इफ यू स्टिल डूइंग ओरिजिनल थिंकिंग,
या आई थिंक देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ डिजाइनर्स
ओरिजिनल थिंकिंग कर रहे हो तो दुनिया में किसी में भी पैसा नहीं. मतलब यू आर पेइंग फॉर थिंकिंग. So in this, if it's design, and if your design is damn cool, it's catchy, kuch bhi price charge kar sakte ho.
Yeah.
But to be creative, like again and again and again.
Hey, fatti hai dude. Like I think frankly, I met even Siddharth was there with you, know, from Snitch on that panel or whatever. Yeah. You and him had a discussion. I was not able to stay there, but even for him, like he speaks so much about just like constantly. You know, but so like I will come to you for the innerwear and then kind of how you've grown, but for you, like t-shirts being the core and now moving into other categories, what's the market like? How big are you? What's Soul Store all about?
So firstly, I just want to say like the thought has evolved over time. You know, just started with more basic thought of wanting to do something yourself, and now it's something else. I'll skip that journey. The biggest problem in India is most people don't create brands. I think they've created distribution. You know, like I've either had a lot of stores and now new age brands are creating distribution with meta ads. No one's really creating a brand and something to resonate with. And if you go through all those acquisition channels and funnels and all, then retention, it's not making sense only. So we are very clear that we're here to create a brand. We're here to create something that's truly unique. And what I don't want to be is the something of India, the Lululemon of India or the Zara of India or the something of Uniqlo of India or whatever. We want to be the Soul Store, which is something very unique. And because of that uniqueness, globally, we have a right to go global as well. Today, we are at about a little over 50 crores a month.
Wow.
10% EBITDA.
Well done, man.
Yeah. staking one.
No wonder these calls are stressful.
What stressful month? सही बात है तेरा स्ट्रेस दे दे मेरे
मैंने कहा एबिटा सीरियसली यार देयर आई टेल यू अ स्टोरी ऑन दिस बाय द गेस्ट वी हैड जस्ट होल्ड योर थॉट द गेस्ट वी हैड कॉल्ड संजीव जुनेजा ओके ही इज वन ऑफ द ओजी ब्रांड फाउंडर्स ऑफ इंडिया बट नॉट मेनी पीपल नो हिम ही इज वेरी फेमस
आई फील दैट
हां ही मेड दिस ब्रांड कॉल्ड के हिज थीसिस इज ब्रिलियंट ही सेज कि भाई मैं ना 35 टू 40 ईयर ओल्ड इंडियन मेल ना बिल्कुल इनसिक्योर है और कुछ कुछ बात नहीं करता उसके लिए प्रॉब्लम बहुत है आई टेक हिज प्रॉब्लम वन बाय वन एंड सॉल्व इट तो फर्स्ट प्रॉब्लम दैट मैन हैव इज दे गो बॉल्ड स्टार्ट लूजिंग है उसके लिए उसने बनाया केश किंग ओके ये लाइक हिंदी नाम डालूंगा उसमें और ऑफलाइन बेचूंगा होलसेल के थ्रू बढ़िया प्राइस पे बिल्ट आउट केश किंग स्केल टू 300 क्रॉस एंड सोल्ड टू इमामी फॉर लाइक 1200-1400 क्रॉस
यू नो व्हाट आई लव अबाउट इट दैट नेम डिस्क्राइब्स everything
easily okay. UP Bihar mein Raju Srivastav ko wo brand ambassador bana ke pharmacy mein dalte built out a fantastic yeah. person then like what's the second problem like you know piles and indigestion and constipation so then he built out Pet Safa okay then he built out Dr. Ortho for like
all the names are just so simple
brilliant like he's yeah. brilliant and then I asked him how big is your business after I met him in Chari, again when you sell a business for a few thousand crores or whatever suddenly You are a big deal. Like, yes, I think he's a lovely guy. To like, he's got this gravitas, and you know, he throws a party where he and his wife renew their vows every year. It's a like he's a lovely human being. Like, कितना बड़ा पेट सफा? 45 करोड़? थाले यार, should be bigger यार. मतलब इतना बस 45 करोड़? हाँ, 45, 50 करोड़, 50 करोड़ के आसपास होता है साल का. अरे अच्छा, डॉक्टर और तो दो, I think 30-35 करोड़ का होगा. मतलब साल का, महीने का? साल का. ले अच्छा मैं बोले थोड़ा ज्यादा बड़ा होगा
ओके यू आर स्टॉकिंग बॉटम लाइन
पैट
यू आर स्टॉकिंग पैट
आई वाज लाइक मैन वी सॉ द कंफ्यूजन लाइक मैं पैट बोल रहा हूं रेवेन्यू नहीं बोल रहा ऑल इफ ऑल आई लाइक रेवेन्यू कितना है देन दिस इज द इंटरेस्टिंग पार्ट लाइक रेवेन्यू कितना है वो नहीं पता मेरे को ये ले रेवेन्यू है जो है ये पैट दिस इज द नंबर दैट मैटर्स
दैट्स द नंबर दैट मैटर्स एंड आई थिंक पीपल फॉरगेट दैट एंड अगेन इट्स एन इकोसिस्टम इशू पीपल फॉरगेट दैट
दिस इज व्हाट द डीसीएफ गाइस नीड्स ना फॉर वैल्यूइंग माय बिजनेस
करेक्ट
डीसीएफ में ये आता है ना करेक्ट हां नहीं सॉरी सो 50 क्रॉस एंड 5 क्रॉस ईबिटडा ब्यूटीफुल एंड यू वांट टू बी द सोल स्टोर ऑफ इंडिया सो इट्स नॉट लाइक इट्स ओरिजिनल
या
इन द बिजनेस इटसेल्फ एंड द प्रोडक्ट
या
And categories?
So started, I mean, if you want to go through the journey, started off...
Tell me which one you don't do.
Which one? Which
category you don't do.
Shut up. Dude. Innoware. I won't touch Innoware, dude. What kind of an idiot would start that business? We had tried Innoware. We do boxers. I have fun printed boxers.
T-shirts, printed boxers, shoes.
Sneakers, everything I'm wearing, right? Like...
trousers?
Yeah, pants, jeans... everything. So the way we built it is
perfume, dog capes.
Dog capes nahi hai, is like raincoats for dogs.
Frankly, agar store naam hai na, so it gives you the license to kind of do
a
bunch of things. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't seem off to me. Like mere ko log bolte hai Bombay Shaving Company mein tu women's brand kaise bana raha hai ya fir tu fragrance kaise bana raha hai. It feels like a dissonance for
absolutely.
The brand. But with you, it's not the case.
So one of the names we were going to do call it is Sleeves, and thank God we didn't take that name up because it's the most like narrowest name you can get, right?
Sleeves.
I got voted out, luckily.
But so, the brand, your branding and the entire identity is also, matlab, story to hai, but visually also, it is very distinct.
Yeah. So,
while you have a global ambition, the visual language is also distinct enough. Store pe dhyan jata hai.
You should see our Jodhpur store, if you like.
We showed it at the event, no? I saw it at the event.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So, that visually looks.
And again, that's the license the brand has. Like, you know, it's very hard for a.
Hey, you guys are doing a fucking insane job, by the way. Yeah. I saw that Stitch store in Bombay. I saw Mokobara store in Cyberup or in Dubai. You guys in Jodhpur. New age brands, like, frankly, we sucked at offline retail because we kept trying to copy what large HUL and PNG is doing. But new age brands are now figuring out what retail environment ko renew karna hai. So, this is the way to do it. Yeah. People have struggled with this for a while because you didn't have the courage that Capex will come back to you, right?
No, we got the courage now because we've seen like it's come back 30 times, so it'll happen the next time as well.
Wow. 30 stores?
We have 40. So 34 are paid back, but the last 6 are just...
newer.
Yeah, they're 3 months, 2-3 months old.
Wow. But this is all in the apparel space. Like, or do you have stuff like for pets and...
No. I mean, the stores are mostly apparel only.
Okay.
The product market fit is very strong. So I feel like if I have to go through like basic thesis of how I look at the business, I think anyone should look at any businesses. First, when I acquire a customer, does that customer repeat? If there's no repeat at the gross desired gross margin, that too, then go back. Redo whatever you were doing, again go down. Because until this retention starts to happen, I think you don't have a business. Because the first acquisition will never make sense.
Yeah.
Or you're not counting your branding spends in your acquisition costs or something like that. Yeah. It will never make sense. The only time it makes sense is your retention. Because if you take any MIS, the line item which will be like significantly different is the marketing cost.
Correct.
Which is only through retention. So until you get good PMF, don't like expand only. Don't spend on acquisition. Don't spend on growth, stuff like that. Otherwise, what people are doing is they are burning money and saying, look, we are growing. And then eventually, though, this will run out.
Yeah.
Because you don't have... And to, like for us today, we switch off all our marketing. Our marketing is like about 12.5%, including photo shoots, everything.
So brand, perf, everything will like it.
Sab kuch. Tell me
this.
Agarbatti ka bhi marketing cost. Jo bhi ho. No, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but tell me, like, so what is gross margin?
About 61%. But one thing that we do is we write off 2% of our inventory, 2% of COGS every month.
Okay.
Just as hygiene.
2% of COGS every month?
Yeah, just as hygiene.
That's 24% for the year.
No, it's 2% for the year only. No?
Over, okay.
But wo pilferage ke liye karta ho?
Yeah, some defect. Some customer will say, ye barabar nahi hai, wo nahi hai. Like, even though we go through like our QC systems are, if the industry is at X, we are not at 2X, we are at like 4X. We do that much more QC, but still, like, I feel like this, it's so manual that you'll still get some error, but mostly it is in our logistics only. There is always some loss going and coming.
60% gross ho gaya, 2% less, 2% nikal ke 60 ho gaya. 13% aapka marketing hai, 47%, 10% ka EBITDA hai. So 37% is what? This is like running costs, fixed costs. What?
Yeah, it'll be your fixed cost. It'll be your logistics cost. You'll have your store
rent.
Yeah, store rent and stuff like that also.
Interesting. So then now the idea is to milk this at scale. So the idea is to get from 40 to like 150 and
yeah. Now there's economies of scale. Now there's economies of scale. So because your fixed cost doesn't
really that makes the business a lot more predictable in a world where fashion is changing. So at least that axis is kind of
pushed. So you know. I mean, I know we are a fashion business as such, but we don't really use the F word.
What is the F word?
The fashion.
Fashion, okay.
One thing that we are very clear on is that if we source a product, we want to sell it next year. Now, if you have this trendy stuff, right, then in 3 months, it's gone. And like with your Instagram, that trend speed is so fast. We don't want to play that game because that changes the business model.
I mean, for my perception.
As long as it fits in like this one thing, like we'll have like, for example, linen shorts, something like what you're wearing, assume. But I know I can sell that next year. Because if you get something wrong, the next step is you have to discount.
So tell me something. How do you know something will not sell next year? Because it's super subjective, right? For example.
Okay, I mean, we make our mistakes, but.
So, for example, let me tell you.
We won't do like tie and dye. Like, you know.
What's
like,
tie and dye? Sorry, what was that?
This
like, like, you know, these ombre shirts and all t-shirts. Like, we won't go in. There was a trend where everyone was just wearing these different, like, colored.
Correct. And we like, color blocks, to but you do.
Haan, but wo kaafi,
agle saal
it's pretty hai. Core.
What is color block? Sorry, Adam.
Color blocks is just like.
Clearly. not
no, no, I understand.
So, it's slightly technical.
This guy also teaches me a lot of stuff. That dude, one day, I just want to say, like, he was at our office and he's just like, he touched a bag. Huh? This guy makes, like, he's, you know, he touched a bag. He's like, a Surat ka fabric. Hai. Like, like, as if, like, he did a DNA test for that. Bro, I was like, I have no idea, dude. And I asked the person who's creating that bag, like, where's this from? And she was like, Surat. This guy's like, bang on. Huh?
Wow. Jaise, विस्की टेस्टिंग या वाइन टेस्टिंग में होता है ना तो मुझे कपड़ा दो मैं इसे टच करूंगा और ब्लेंड बताऊंगा क्या है
really
yeah bro, dude but, I said like I asked him a lot of questions now my co-founder was just sourcing
yeah. So now I chat with him but look I've been doing this like forever और हम कोई भी फैक्ट्री में जाते हैं कपड़े को हाथ लगाते जाते हैं so I think intuitively it's ingrained मतलब
Is your family also from?
Yeah. My family is also doing this. A different business. My dad does a very different kind of business, but
at an early
age. Grew up kind of.
Ha. Everyone, like, not the families, like, mom and dad and me and my sister, but jitne bhi aajubaju wale bhi hain, sab, all my, like, most of my friends, their families. So Surat is...
It's an advantage, yeah. The structural advantage is massive, no?
Yeah. Surat I'm is, jealous. I'm jealous.
Are you from, like, is your family...
Nothing. Mm. We are... One of the advantages we have is that we... So here's the thing with...
We don't have the bias.
I don't have the bias. Technical people, na, and they get very technical and they add a lot of what they think is awesome.
Yeah.
Customers, like, I don't care. and that's a very important role to play, that balancing act between what's actually good and...
Such a good point.
Like with design...
When I was girl, for example... Modal, which is our core fabric for our underwear, is 3 times softer than cotton. It absorbs moisture 50% better than cotton, which is typically possible. No brainer, India garam rehta hai. Most of the country is hot most of the time. This is like life-changing fabric for India. Ab iska communication aaya to mere andar ka wo,
technical.
3x of tech.
No, but it's hard to build a business like us also. We are not a product that consumers will flaunt. Like, you're in the apparel world or in the...
Right.
Where most, like, you'll flaunt a soul store, like, there's a clear design language and all of that. You're creating the design language, but it's a very personal product. And it's, like, hidden inside, right? For the most part. So, you're building something which is very personal in nature.
Hmm.
In an industry that is... Probably has purchasing...
Once in a year.
Mindsets that are kind of very, very defined by this.
Right.
So what's your market like? And I think you have...
Boss, I'll tell you.
The incumbent is like a world-class company. Is like a world-class
that is,
company.
That is the reason I chose and why I think innerwear is the best category. You can disagree, but I think it's the best category. Because...
Haan, break that
because
down.
Of the reasons that you said. Ki koi sochta nahi hai, matlab ek baar agar usko acquire karke started, like you've wowed the customer, wo kabhi aur switch bhi nahi karega.
So,
underwear, if someone's happy, it's important, like, they will not switch. It is an automatic process ki har saal 6 aati rahegi, har saal 8 aati rahegi, travel kar rahe to 3 nahi aage. It's a quick commerce ke liye perfect category. Because of this, low consideration is what you mean. It lends itself really well to be built at scale. Because people don't need choices. Most of the underwear sales happen in 5 colors. 5 colors,
category
khatam. Now imagine last year.
I'm assuming you're talking men.
Men. I'm only talking men. So last year we sold. You will guess. Karo, humne kitni underwear bechi hogi? 90 lakh. 90 लाख अंडरवेयर बेची हमने लास्ट
क्या बात कर रहे हो
मेरे को भी बिलीव नहीं हो रहा था जब नंबर मार्च खत्म गया ना
दैट्स वाइल्ड यार
अगर ये धंधा अच्छे से एफिशिएंटली स्केल कर दिया तो फॉर ऑल इट्स वीकनेस तो फॉर ऑल द वीकनेसेस दैट वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट इट्स डैम टफ यार एडवर्टाइज ही नहीं कर पाते मतलब अभी तो फिर भी ठीक है सो माय बिजनेस अनलाइक वेदांग्स हैज बीन बिल्ट ऑन परफॉर्मेंस मार्केटिंग मेन Don't like to look at matlab, other men on Instagram in underwear. So, direct product to dehi nahi sakta. Itna low consideration hai ki koi vested interest hi nahi hai. Like, kisko jana jo hai, sahi hai. So, for me, how much ever brand building exercise I would try digitally, utna intent hi nahi hai. Now, this category is like dikke cool lagta hai matlab oversized trend hai matlab it's vanity logo ko project hota hai isme to projection bhi nahi aata hence it's a low consideration so we built on performance therefore crux of is a great product agar product acha banaya hai to aap acquire karne mein thoda kharcha karo and eventually you will get into the flywheel and now we see that post last couple of years we cut marketing Every year by 5 to 15%. Pehle wale saalon mein 15 cut hoti thi. We're still doubling. Matlab, my assumption was, itni marketing kam kar denge, kya hoga? The biggest cut we took in marketing that year, we almost doubled. Ab double nahi hote. But marketing is reducing every year. Why? Because of repeat. Kyunki wo flywheel mein aa gaye.
90 lakh underwear is like what? 10 to 15 lakh customers in the year?
पक्का होंगे उतने एवरेज पैक साइज इज मच लोअर
अभी भी इंडिया में
2.3
आपको बता दूं, देखो मेरा थ्योरी यू गाइस कैन वैलिडेट. सो इमेजिन लाइक द क्लासिक फोर क्वाड्रेंट्स. इधर है लेट्स से फ्रीक्वेंसी ऑफ परचेस ईयर टू ईयर, एंड यहां से यहां पे एओवी. नाउ All of us want high frequency, high AOV.
Correct.
वो business होते नहीं है, मतलब medical और some of these categories में आपको मिलेगा. Then there is high AOV, low frequency.
Correct.
I think those businesses are very good for D2C. I'm just trying to assign a channel to this metric.
Moco Bara is probably high AOV, low frequency.
Bigfit is high AOV, low frequency. तो आप उधर high CAC पे acquire करते रहो. बट AOV इतना ज्यादा है कि
आप मेक मनी इन द फर्स्ट ऑर्डर,
मेक मनी इन द फर्स्ट, एंड यू आर आल्सो एबल टू बीट अदर्स इन गेटिंग द प्रीमियम कस्टमर. तो आप देते रहोगे, CAC ऊपर चलेगा.
करेक्ट.
देन देयर इज हाई फ्रीक्वेंसी
लो
बट लो AOV, व्हिच इज वेयर
ड्रीम इलेवन.
आई थिंक
वी बोथ आर प्रोबब्ली इन दैट.
मैं तो लो फ्रीक्वेंसी लो AOV में हूँ. आप भी मेरे साथ ही हो. सबसे घटिया क्वाड्रेंट
तो डिपेंड करता है. एक्चुअली यू आर राइट. ऑन आर ट्रिमर्स वी आर इन अ डिफरेंट क्वाड्रेंट इन द शेविंग एंड एवरीथिंग. वेयर
एओवी व्हाट इज लो, लाइक आई थिंक
मतलब 400 के नीचे.
ट्रिमर विल बी हाई, रेजर विल लो, एंड फ्रीक्वेंसी लाइक फॉर्मली 1-6 टाइम्स अ ईयर. तो यू आर राइट, लाइक
6 टाइम्स अ ईयर
इज हाई ब्रो, इज हाई. सो आई एम सेइंग अगर आप लो फ्रीक्वेंसी वाले और ऑर्डर वैल्यू में फॉल करते हो ना, तो आप अपना डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन बनाना अफोर्ड नहीं कर पाओगे.
That's a good point.
तो आपको बोरोड डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन चाहिए होगा. तो आपके लिए क्योंकि बॉस AOV सपोर्ट ही नहीं करेगा. आप स्टोर चला सकते हो हाई AOV, मतलब जो पहला वाला क्वाड्रेंट था अपना, उसमें आपका स्टोर भी चलेगा, D2C भी चलेगा. जनरली D2C चलता है तो स्टोर चलता ही है.
करेक्ट.
जैसे ही नीचे आओगे AOV पे, आपको डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन बोरो करना पड़ेगा क्योंकि आपका इनफ वेट नहीं है. एंड देयरफॉर लो फ्रीक्वेंसी लो AOV इज परफेक्ट फॉर क्विक कॉमर्स, परफेक्ट फॉर मार्केट प्लेस, परफेक्ट फॉर बोरो डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन.
हाउ डिड पेज डू इट? पेज क्या
डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन अभी तो खुद के स्टोर भी है, बट द अर्ली जर्नी ऑफ पेज, एंड आई थिंक इज वन ऑफ द बेस्ट रन बिजनेसेस इन अपैरल एवर इन इंडिया. मतलब also they could it's a very well run business. The amount of tech they've deployed front end, back end, although I think some of that tech will become redundant for digital businesses, but it's an amazing guy to lead the category. Very disciplined good pricing very disciplined in how they approach the business, which is a big advantage.
I think they've found the product love. No, like once a customer gets you, like
it's the same thing.
I just want to keep buying that over and over again.
Huh? So I'll just do that. Call this out first. First 20-30 minutes he was here, the amount he was just giggling, and yeah, the moment you said tell me about Innerware, started as if it's a discovery podcast, and then that one thing about this quadrant.
So you just remember, don't be the funny guy.
And
ये चाहता, मैं खुश रहूँ ये चाहता है.
Reminded and just see how initially his voice was also so serious and deep, and I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, wow, you're doing like,
hey, turn it on, no?
Yeah, like this. Have you ever thought of marketing? Like you guys do a little serious marketing, you don't do the playful one, na?
What does marketing look like? I actually wanted to. Marketing for you, I think, should be like, is very clear because you're building
community.
A memory structure which is clear about lifestyle. But what about you? What is marketing like? Clearly, Perf doesn't work. So
Perf works for the category, but I mean, what we are discussing is marketing is not Perf. We are discussing.
I think people Perf come, they really like confuse Perf and marketing, right? Like,
well, you said like you can't show ads to like.
What I mean by Perf is those display ads, SPs, sponsored product ads, which is what I classify as performance. Anything that gives a visual clue or a video clue, I consider that as brand only. मतलब मैं वो आप चलाओ conversion objective से कुछ भी करो, but I don't think in the digital age, like पहले होता था sponsored product जैसे ऊपर ऊपर जाता था, अब तो हम full video दिखा रहे हैं यार, तो video से ज़्यादा brand क्या होगा?
Correct.
So I think it's all just those are performance marketing for me. Otherwise everything is everything is brand.
How much one customer ka average, what is it in like 12 months? How many
So usually ek 1.2 ka average aata hai
purchases.
हाँ परचेज
एंड 6.5 3 to 6
हाँ हाँ 2.7 2.8 का एवरेज बैठता है. बट ऑल्सो लुक आई एम अ फेयरली वाइड स्प्रेड ब्रांड इन टर्म्स ऑफ प्राइस पॉइंट्स. तो लोअर प्राइस पॉइंट पे वो हमेशा कम होता है, ऊपर वाले प्राइस पॉइंट पे
रिपीट ज्यादा
हल्का बढ़ता है, बट प्राइस मतलब इनकम के हिसाब से नहीं बढ़ता.
एंड क्विक कॉमर्स चलिए और क्विक कॉमर्स लाइक यू आई I remember people who say, who will buy underwear on quick commerce?
No, and absolutely. That's the one category of apparel which will work on quick commerce.
And within 6 months, people are like, of course you buy underwear on quick commerce. Huh? Like people have changed their minds immediately. Yeah. That's for Niku Jai underwear. Like, of course. Yeah,
I think any category, size constraint, which doesn't have width, will work on quick commerce.
100%.
Like, yeah.
So books won't, for example.
Yeah.
Fashion won't, but the amount of money that's being poured into
fashion,
what do you think about that?
It doesn't work on you, like the business model. I can get into why it won't work. The issue with the thesis is the inventory, right? Like, let's take apparel companies that have succeeded. Most of them, his category is not typical apparel.
Apparel, yeah.
Are D2C. Most apparel come at D2C. So if you take Zara, if you take Trent, take Manyavar, all D2C go colors.
Yeah.
D2C apparel success stories. The Uniqlo moment you have,
Uniqlo.
Correct. The moment you have apparel inventory that needs to be distributed across, these distribution points don't talk to each other. It breaks because the number of SKUs, the size width, etc. Just and I'll give you like a thought exercise to make it simpler. Like let's take West Side, okay? If one West Side is there and there's another, and the small gets over here and the XL gets over here, they can still find water level at the rate of sale. Right.
Correct.
Same thing with Zudio. Same thing with us. Now, the moment you have dark stores across so many cities and within the city, so many different dark stores, to keep even like any apparel brand would have 1,000 plus SKUs into 5 sizes, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 also. So imagine just to get one piece of each to any dark store, it will fill up the dark store.
Yeah.
So it just won't work. Fashion can't work. Core products like
but
black t-shirt, white t-shirt.
हाँ वो चलेगा, हम बेचते हैं. But I think there might be a hack of those superstores where you're not distributing it across 90 smaller stores.
हाँ, then it's a warehouse.
Then you have a superstore.
Then it's not 10 minutes. Then it's like same day or something like that. No?
Yeah, yeah. But
and same day, I think is any is getting solved.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the other big problem is return. Bhai, you will not believe. Bhai, winter mein kya hota hai, pata hai? हमारे थर्मल बस 30 डे रिटर्न देता है अमेज़न मार्केट प्लेसेस. लेते हैं घूम के आते रिटर्न कर देते हैं यार. मतलब क्लियर
इनसाइड पीपल कैन कीप द टैग ऑन.
सो इंटरेस्टिंग यार.
और टैग हटा भी दिया तो अभी वो टैगिंग वाला काम चालू किया है एंड इट्स ओनली ऑन मिंत्रा. अदरवाइज टैग निकाले तो भी रिटर्न कर देते हैं. और ठंडी का दम ही रिटर्न आ गया. Imagine, yeah, quick commerce.
The whole category gets.
Every, like, winter, like, thermal category has massive returns. And returns, like, it's visible ki bhai pehen ke diya.
Customer bhi gadhe hota hai na. I find this
horrible. Like,
matlab,
our playing field is very different, yaar.
I think zyada smart hote.
This is bad behavior, no?
It is bad. Matlab, customer,
like, it's bad behavior, yaar. Like,
but yeah, but you can't blame the world you're in, na. You've got to make
it. Kuch majboori hogi na. Matlab, I mean, the income group, etc., wherever, the college students, for example.
I like the college analogy. In college, I would have felt like I'm very smart for doing something like this.
हाँ डील मिलती है तो अपने बहुत खुश और सबको बताते हैं सब ऐसे कर एक महीने कही तो इसको रिटर्न करो तब तक दूसरा या यहाँ पर
इंटरेस्टिंग थिंग.
लुक एज द ई-कॉमर्स इकोसिस्टम इज ऑल्सो इवॉल्विंग ये सब कम होने वाला है. अभी हमारे प्रोडक्ट्स आर यू कैन रिप्लेस साइज अप एंड डाउन यू कांट रिटर्न इस साल से एग्जीक्यूट हो जाएगा.
इवन लाइक विद चिराग हिरन गो क्विक आई थिंक नाउ द एनालिटिक्स ऑन कंज्यूमर बिहेवियर इज सो क्लियर. हु इज अ वेल बिहेव्ड कस्टमर एंड हु इज नॉट अ वेल बिहेव्ड कस्टमर. आई थिंक विद इन 3-4 months ब्रांड्स विल गेट टू नो कि ये ऑर्डर आया है इसको लाइक जस्ट पे द मनी बैक एंड डोंट फुलफिल द ऑर्डर.
या या
दिस कैंसिल
या या.
Like coming to quick commerce, right, I'll tell you the issue. Like every time I ever feel that, you know, this business is not going to work, I end up feeling like a outraged uncle who's like, who don't believe in the new age and all. But I think with fashion...
See, if the consumer gets addicted to it, I think in the industry will have to adapt. Some one way or the other. That always is what it is, right? Like everyone will have to adapt. Yeah, I feel let's see. This is a hard execution game.
E-commerce has been around for a bit.
Yeah.
E-commerce ne fresh nahi crack kiya kabhi.
Yeah.
E-commerce se kab itne saal itne paise ke baad bhi fresh with fresh is like veggies etc. crack nahi hua. क्योंकि उनके वाले स्ट्रक्चर में
sometimes the business
नहीं सेट हो रहा. हाँ, सो आई थिंक दैट जो ई कॉमर्स को फ्रेश के साथ प्रॉब्लम हुई थी वो क्विक कॉमर्स को फैशन के साथ हो सकती
है.
Like none of us.
Some brands did. Like, I think, for example, Chakradhar at Country Delight, for example, is cracked fresh through like D2C and own channels.
D2C.
ID, Mustafa with ID has cracked it. And yeah. But you're right, the brand has to really focus. Horizontal innovation is not there. Although it's quick commerce, huh? The add to cart to conversion is almost 50-55%.
Hmm.
So customer, tomato, aloo, doodh, anda, dahi, bread, add kar leta hai, to usko cart out karna hi hai. Usse baad se minute extra hai, to usme wo charger laga dega ya fir for some peripheral requirements are there, he'll kind of put that in, and that's how most of the carts are. Now, fashion is a discovery process.
Hmm.
The cart is not sticky, yaar.
No.
Cart is not sticky, it's high discovery, you know, kind of then.
Yeah. It's not high intent. It is, you're flirting with right. Like just going through
different brands. I'm going to eat so many stupid things. It's incredible.
Q-com. Dude, you know, he said aloo piaz, you start with and you add your charger. For me, it's the other way around. Like, I will start with the charger and I'll like ask the help at home ki kuch chahiye kya.
See, your household quick commerce baskets are probably like, they start staying all
for. For sure.
I'm assuming.
वो चेक नहीं कर सकता उसकी वो जो हाउस हेल्प है उससे बहुत डर लगता है उसको चुपचाप जैसे जो जो ऑर्डर करता है आता है
या मैन शी टेक्स केयर ऑफ
वो सुन नहीं ले भाई उसको डर लग रहा है सही में तो वन डे वी वर आउट फॉर डिनर लाइक अमेजिंग फूड नहीं मैं घर पे खाऊंगा मैं ब्रो तू तो शादी भी नहीं तू क्यों डर रहा है हमको डरना चाहिए
ओ
नहीं दीदी ने बनाया है तो मना कर दे दीदी को कि मैं नहीं काम हूँ नहीं डांट
पड़ेंगे यू शुड ईट होम स्टफ लाइक दैट आई एम लाइक यार आई विल ईट होम इट कम्स फ्रॉम जेन्युइन केयर उसको पता नहीं होगा ये
हाँ भाई मेरे को तो डर पता है जो मुझे है
भाई बढ़िया बढ़िया नहीं इट्स ओके एंड देन Now, what does brand building look like at this scale for you?
Have you ever tried of like making innerwear funny? Because you don't do that, right? Like something like, you know, this underwear is for people with a slightly bigger tools.
I love the synonym exploration there for
my.
I went through many in that split second.
Sleeves. Abhi humne ek, like, there were some women influencer talking about men underwear.
I said, it's a good hack.
That content did well. I think I shared it with you. और हमको वो compliance वालों को notice आ गया.
क्या?
कि ये culture के against है.
क्या बात कर रहे हो?
But from like a political party or like a official.
मैंने ध्यान नहीं दिया, but I didn't read through it. But it was one of those affiliated stuff only. So, but I mean, not that I'm not gonna do that more. But I think so. Keep taking fresh cuts to the angle. Low engagement है ना, तो low engagement में you have to be distinct. But you also have.
Yeah, it's also a sensitive topic.
Yes, it's also. But एक चीज बड़ी clear है कि जो पहले चलता था ना, which is masculinity at the center, वो तो नहीं चलने वाला.
No,
was it?
हाँ, मतलब for the younger.
You mean like muscular bodies and showing like well-fitted underwear like that doesn't like.
Or, I think
visually appealing. Like, at the core, the emotion of
a macho guy.
You know the classic. आके मैंने चार पांच लोगों को मार दिया. पूरा क्या हमारा तो पूरा कैटेगरी वैसे था द एंटायर कैटेगरी हैज मैस्कुलिनिटी एट द सेंटर
एंड लाइक दिस ब्रॉन
लिटरली एज वेल
नो लिटरली मतलब उसने दो तीन लोगों को ऐसे डिशुम मारा और पीछे से एक सुंदर लड़की आके कंधे पे हाथ रख देगी फिर बोलेगी ये मेरा दिस इज द गाय एंड द एंटायर कैटेगरी वाज देयर ऑफ कोर्स जॉकी वाज नॉट देयर बट जॉकी frankly is a premium position I mean there's no
but they did the same thing they didn't like the, if you look at static ads it was a dude with like a white girl
caucasian man
yeah, caucasian man caucasian women like him for his choice
so wo waise hi chalta but now with the younger consumer they are not consuming content like that ek to marketing has changed now
correct.
So pehle kya hota tha
I love how marketing has changed I find it better so it's a better world
kaam to wahi karna hai eventually pehle yaar lekin
30 सेकंड का एड अनस्किपेबल होता था, टीवी पे सब पूरा बैठ के देखते थे, तब आपके पास ना एड कैसे बनता था कि प्रॉब्लम आएगी, क्लाइमैक्स आएगा, सॉल्व करेंगे एंड देन देयर इज एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू वाओ. अब क्या हो गया है हमारे सबके स्किल पे एक्चुअली, वो तो हम करते नहीं है कि इतना बड़ा तो टीजी नहीं है, मतलब वी ऑल एलिमिनेट पीपल अनलेस यू आर लाइक यू नो स्टॉक. हाँ जिलेट जहां पे आप आईपीएल पे भी वो वीडियो एसेट
ले सकते हो, कोलगेट कैन डू दैट.
अंडर पे वैसे सब पहनते हैं, बट हमारा नीच मतलब इट्स 35 एंड बिलो. एज सून एज आई गो मास एडवर्टाइजिंग, सो मेनी पीपल
ऑल्सो लाइक ASPs एंड लाइक Socioeconomic and all of that.
वो तो फिर भी हम कवर करते हैं, दैट वी स्टिल कवर अ फेयर बिट, बट यू नो द 45 और द 50 ईयर ओल्ड एंड अबव इज नॉट चेंजिंग हिज अंडरवेयर ब्रांड. यू कांट कन्विंस दैट पर्सन, इज डैम टफ. वो जाता है दवाई की तरह लेता है, दुकान में घुसा खटखट सीरियल नंबर बताते, मतलब कि ये देना 8008 दो, ऐसे लेता है और वापस आ जाता है.
आई थिंक लाइक इफ वन अंकल इन अ वॉकिंग ग्रुप said, dude, I tried XYXX, best fucking under ever. Every uncle will get convinced. But,
is it a word of mouth category?
No.
But who talks about the underwear, dude?
I don't know, uncles who are walking. I don't know, right? Like no, walking groups. Right.
Yeah. But what I was saying is, what I like about the way, like, you know, marketing has shifted. Before, all ad marketing was is get a celeb to dance on TV.
Yeah.
Then, I think...
Impress the opposite sex and so on, yeah.
Yeah, now it's like, people are like, wo sab bika hua hai. Then it became, wo sab bika hua hai, but the influencers are real.
Yeah.
Then everyone now is influencer bhi bika hua hai. Now it's UGC, which is like more authentic. Yeah. Like, so, you know, now it's a lot of the current, like people who find stuff and we've seen that, you know, a lot of them are like, we don't do sponsored posts and all that. And I love it because what now, like real feedback is now thrown across. And I think if you have a strong product, that's a
podcast. उसके लिए सुनते हैं ना लोग. बहुत टाइम से हमने Q&A सुना, फिर अचानक से बहुत से podcast video, मतलब podcast has been there in the US, I was there in the US, मतलब बहुत पुराना है, आज का नहीं है, पर तब Spotify पे खाली audio होता था. जैसे ही देखा कि बॉस ये तो unplugged type of version है, but now I think my biggest problem is that कि podcast also has to innovate.
100%.
I don't think कि चलो पहले नया था इतना इनफॉर्मल सेटअप पे बात करना, नाउ यू आर ट्राइंग डिफरेंट फॉर्मेट्स, बट व्हाट आई वाज टेलिंग यू कि यार कंज्यूमर कितना ज्ञान लेगा, इतना ही ज्ञान लेगा, उसके बाद क्या करेगा.
करेक्ट.
द फर्स्ट फ्यू एपिसोड्स में जो लर्निंग आई वो वाव थी कि बॉस ये तो कितना सीखने मिल रहा है हमको. Now that's diluted quite a bit. So now, as soon as there was the WTF ka format change, everyone lapped on because this is a more informal setup. The acha format change.
Correct.
I think this the classic format of podcasting is become the now new interview.
Yeah.
And that also podcast also has to. Or ab sab yaar jab wo naya tha na tab originality thi. Tab sab log unprepared aate the. इतने एपिसोड देख लिए ना, फॉर एग्जाम्पल तू भी देखता है, हम भी देखते हैं, इतने एपिसोड देख लिए हैं कि एक वो स्क्रिप्ट टाइप होगी. अच्छा ये बात कर,
you know, पॉडकास्ट I like द अक्वायर्ड वंस एंड ऑल, वेदर यू प्रॉपर ब्रेक डाउन ऑन बिजनेसेस,
क्रेजी, डैम गुड.
आई लव दोस, लाइक दैट्स
वेरी वेरी हाई रिसर्च स्टफ.
आई हैव टेप 3 सीज, क्यूरियोसिटी, क्रिएटिविटी, कंसिस्टेंसी. लिख भाई, बाद में मैं बोलूंगा. I started to think about it as Gia was growing up. She's 4.5 now. My daughter.
Love the name.
And, you know, it starts with curiosity. And we, in all our businesses, have to have that curiosity going. Uske baad khali curiosity se nahi hone wala. Aur khali, wo jo bolte hai na, operating ki hard work se bhi nahi hone wala. You have to solve creatively. I think creativity is very underplayed because... generally as men grown up in
I think people think creative is
creative. Finance kitna creative hai,
fully
finance, like there can't be anything as creative as an Excel sheet or a business plan which is 5 years forward. usse zyada creative to, and literally depending on you can justify anything.
Yeah, never let facts get in the way of a good story.
Correct. So I mean, I think
I think I'm not the one raising money. I just want to say that very clearly.
For example, I've seen, it's really interesting. If you want to raise 20 crore, तो 5 साल में ना वो लॉस दिखा देगा, सम ऑफ लॉस इक्वल टू 20 crores. एंड इफ यू मूव इट अप एंड डाउन, यार ये जाना अच्छा नहीं चलना है, व्हाटएवर यू आर इन, अरे देखो अगर ये ऐसा कर दिया तो वो सम तो 12 crore हो जाएगा, तो मेरे को फिर 20 crore कैसे मिलेगा. द आस्क एंड द बर्न टू टोटली डिफरेंट, यू डोंट हैव टू लाइक मेक इट मैच. So funny sometimes.
Yeah.
If I have to raise money next, one thing I'll say is like, why do you need the money? My answer right now is to sleep better.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, yeah.
100%.
It's a real answer, and it's like the business doesn't.
What are you going to need the money for? Like restorative sleep. Like, I need that number to go. And people do it. Like Silicon Valley, for example, is brilliant. Let's take rainy day fund. Mm. We don't know what's going to be the market with tariffs and this and that and padani macro kya hoga. Yeah. Business longevity depends on being financially secure.
Yeah.
And the Mokobara guys were like, boss, we raised 100 crores from Sequoia, whatever. We haven't touched the money. So, and the investors are also cool only. Aisa nahi ki, are, deploy kyun nahi kar raha hai, wo to treasury.
I think this is new. Even the investors being cool about this is a new thing.
Bro, I have benefited of having cash when you don't need it. So, maine bhi chota mota round raise kiya.
Absolutely.
मैंने बोला मुझे नहीं पता मैं क्यों रेस कर रहा हूँ, बट लाइक देयर इज नो बिजनेस केस टू रेस दिस, बट आई हैव अ फ्यू प्लान्स, आई डोंट नो व्हेन द प्लान्स प्ले आउट,
बिकॉज़ यू डोंट वांट टू बी इन अ सिचुएशन वेयर लुकिंग ओवर द शोल्डर एंड रनिंग फास्ट एट द सेम टाइम.
आई थिंक द सेक्सीएस्ट थिंग टू टेल एन इन्वेस्टर्स, आई डोंट वांट टू रेस.
क्वालिटी ऑफ इन्वेस्टर्स आर आल्सो गोइंग अप नाउ, एंड इफ यू हैव टू लास्ट, लाइक आई जेन्युइनली बिलीव दैट आई विल पीक व्हेन आई एम 45. करियर में मेरा पीक आएगा जब मैं,
आई एम गेसिंग यू मीन बाय लाइक द टाइम यू गिव योर बिजनेस,
यस, इफेक्टिव, नॉट द एज. सो फॉर मी, सो आई थिंक वंस यू आर 20 इयर्स इनटू डूइंग समथिंग, एंड मैं कुछ और प्रोडक्शन देखता था, सप्लाई चेन में टाइम लगा, ब्रांड में, टीम, लाइक जस्ट मैनेजमेंट इन जनरल, फंड रेजिंग, सारी चीजें सीखी. बाय द टाइम आई हैव कंप्लीटेड 2 cycles ऑफ इट, इंडस्ट्री के थोड़े थोड़े मूवमेंट से कहाँ पे अपॉर्चुनिटी आती है वो गेज करना चालू हो.
गुड पॉइंट.
द ओनली अदर प्रॉब्लम इज दैट इतना जल्दी इतना घिस जाते हैं ना अपन बिकॉज ऑफ दिस फास्ट ट्रैक फंड रेज. वी आर एसेंशियली डूइंग वॉट, 15 साल का काम 5 साल.
वन थिंग आई हैव दैट यू ऑल डोंट हैव प्राउडली फाउंडर्स,
बट यू हैव अ army.
When you're on vacation, you still look at your, we use Slack, so I still look at Slack every couple of hours. I will look at our sales every like 2-3 hours. I don't know, it's just a habit.
Wo maine bahut pehle switch off kar diya. Sale dekhna.
I see it.
Sid doesn't. My co-founder, brilliant guy, by the way. I think he's one of the best guys to run marketplace business. Yeah. Extremely analytical.
How do you guys know each other?
Plus, I have had, not in the business sense, I've been extremely lucky, but otherwise, like of money or financial aspect or business, I'm damn lucky.
I love people who say they're lucky because
they manifested, dude.
They are heroes of their situation. They're never victims of their situation.
Yeah.
Vedant, you know, analyze it. I'm just saying, usko dispassionate.
I love it. I genuinely like it.
No, I'll tell you that you can put a analytical or a samajhdari wala angle on top of this, but think about it. Arranged marriage. I said yes. We said yes in 2 hours. कुछ नहीं पता था. Value system of the family.
Is, there you are lucky.
उधर पहला. Sid and I met on LinkedIn.
How long back was
this? Was 5 years back. 5 saal pehle LinkedIn pe, matlab I was.
But X-Factor is only 5 years old.
No, sir. So he came in late. COVID ke pehle offline expansion ke liye aaya.
Dude, same. So Deepak joined for offline expansion right before COVID.
And right, they had to become GoFundMe.
They became GoFundMe.
Because I think that's the real test, right? When offline isn't there,
yeah.
If a person is going to take charge and do other things.
Yeah.
That's such a good point. I think Sid has forgotten how to run offline now. He's like a fucking online first. He's maniac, yaar. Matlab,
so he sees sales.
He sees sales. And I cannot be him. Like, it's impossible to have that kind of fanaticism.
Deepak, for example, came in to run offline business. Suddenly, like, he would see ki this guy is managing all these people and doing a shit job of it. The finance mein ko report karne bol. Product mein le lu kya? And you start getting involved in the business, not, and suddenly he's like managing 80% of the business, and then suddenly he's like managing finance and he's getting involved.
Third pivotal in the recent journey has been Manu. Boss,
Manu and you.
Manu had no, he was not the money bhai of today.
Money bhai.
I am Manu's a great guy.
I just landed. We were on a holiday somewhere.
You were in Bangkok. Don't say somewhere.
Nene, abe jab mila tha pehle.
Acha.
Like 6 of us were in Iceland. We came back.
उसके लिए नहीं बोल रहा था कहां से. एंड सडनली आई हैव ईमेल फ्रॉम ऑल लार्ज नोन दैट टाइम के कंज्यूमर इन्वेस्टर्स. आई सेड पता नहीं क्या हो गया यार, मैं तो जाके वापस आया उतने में. सो वन ऑफ आवर कंपेटिटर्स वर रेजिंग कैपिटल और सब लोग ने अमेजोन पे जाके देखा होगा और कौन करता है. दैट्स आउट देयर डिलिजेंस एवरीवन. आई हैड अ मैसेज फ्रॉम मनु दैट लुक आई हैव इन्वेस्टेड इन एपिगामिया starting my own fund or something on those lines, can we chat? I said, yeah, sure. हमने रात में 10 बजे का कॉल शेड्यूल किया था.
नौ की बात है,
7 साल पहले 8 साल पहले की. That call was scheduled for 40 minutes or half an hour, went on for 2.5 hours.
Fuck.
And both of us, the एक दिन छोड़ के मनु was in Surat in our like उस टाइम तो छोटा वेयर हाउस सब कुछ. हर्षिता had made had got food from home. हर्षिता मनु एंड आई वर सिटिंग इन आर वेयर हाउस ऑन अ प्लास्टिक एंड ईटिंग लंच बिकॉज जहां पे हमारा ऑफिस है सूरत में उधर मतलब बाहर से इन्वेस्टर आ रहे तो खाना नहीं मंगा सकता. इट इज एक्सट्रीमली स्पाइसी एंड स्टफ.
फाइन, वी ऑल अंडरस्टैंड.
हां, तो सो आई गॉट फूड फ्रॉम होम एंड वी वर सिटिंग देयर एंड ईटिंग एंड बॉस लाइक there was no track record for me or Manu in consumer investing and look to what it turned out. It was a pivotal moment of my journey.
How was he able to as an investor? Like what was
it? I was the first investment.
How much did he put that time?
2 crore rupees dala tha. It was pure luck yaar. Koi bhi ho sakta tha. Koi painful aadmi bhi ho sakta tha. Koi no value add aadmi bhi ho sakta tha. Now, how do you attribute to anything but luck? Tino jo maine aapko example diye, co-founder could have turned either way.
So I think luck is the very important, but I feel like the attitude is also very important to then take care of it.
I love people who think they're lucky. I think it's a fantastic whether even if it is kind of even if it is you can attribute it to real life luck, but the fact that now you feel you're lucky, I think it makes your risk taking appetite so much cleaner.
No, so abhi bhi kitni bar bada risk lena hota hai na, to main hamesha I go back to ki dekho maine Harshita ne 250 square feet के कमरे से काम चालू किया था. इधर तक आए तो आगे भी जाएंगे बिकॉज यू आर ऑलवेज सॉर्ट ऑफ वरीड नाउ आफ्टर अ सर्टेन पॉइंट ऑफ लूजिंग. पहले तो कोई लूजिंग का वरी था ही नहीं. आई ऑलवेज गो बैक एंड टेल माई सेल्फ दैट लुक दिस हाउ वी स्टार्टेड. इधर तक खींचा है तो आगे भी खींचते रहेंगे. डोंट यू गॉट अ बैक योर सेल्फ एंड यू नो people might think कि ये स्केल के साथ कम होता है. मेरे को तो लगता है स्केल के साथ बैकिंग yourself becomes even more important.
Correct.
Because now the stakes are not, पहले क्या होता है नुकसान होता तो एक आदमी का होता है एक फैमिली का होता.
Now it's a lot of things.
इतने शेयर होल्डर्स हैं, इतने लोग directly and indirectly. But again, I go back to thinking that look where we started. उधर से इधर तक की जर्नी निकाल ली तो आगे का भी निकालेंगे.
What about you? What's your investment journey been like?
So ours is a little different. Also the same 100-200 square feet kind of stuff, but we were bootstrapped with 5 lakh rupees still for the first 5 years. We had made it already a 30 crore company with 5 lakh rupees. So we are hard into execution. Then our first investor, RPSG Abhishek, we were also his first investment.
Ah, the first one there. Have something.
First ones are special. Yeah, we were also his first investment. And so he came and I think I've never taken the highest term sheet actually. Always taken the right people because what if, see that you're, let's say if you are at 50%, you would be at 55 or 45. That's not as important as the absolute right value. And I think the right people can actually add a lot of value. All three of our cap table add a lot of value. Like we have RPSG. I love Abhishek. He's very, so what I really like about him is I think we both are very consumer insight driven.
Yeah.
And now consumers like an instinct, right? We've done this for so long. Like, I understand what's going to work, not work. Then I was telling you, Chirag, I think, is one of the smartest guys I know. He's just super analytical. He's like, you know, he'll speak the most in maybe in a board meeting, but all of it is correct.
Yeah.
And then we have Exponentia, who just, they're very mature fund and people. Even the young guys there, I think, because of that, are very mature. So they've seen cycles. So during bad times also, they know ki yaar ye to cycle hote rehta hai, up and down. Eventually the net positive should be up.
Yeah.
And they give you that backing. So I think like this is because like I'm lucky, as you say, that I have these three people who add very different value and a lot of value. I think at this stage, now you start solving for like least pain in a way. Like, you know, if an, like recently an investor asked me, like, what would you want in an investor? And I said, least pain.
Hard eating.
Yeah, and honest also, right? Like, dude, you know me. So as honest as can be.
Yeah.
I'm on the face. So.
Yeah. What about you? What's the cap table look like?
मेरे पास तो बहुत लोग हैं बॉस. हम हमारा fundraising journey has been a absolute roller coaster. So I have some of like I have Manu, largest shareholder, backed us every round till the last round.
Wow.
Every round. Very high conviction. Then we have DSG. So Hari sits from DSG.
Again, lovely.
What's the combination? He's extremely mellow, extremely, and he surprises me the most. Har bar mujhe lagta hai ki Hari to approve nahi karega. He's very conservative, you know, very calculated. And he's like, no man, it makes sense. And I'm like, fuck, I just made a very big picture in my head ki itni sari cheeze bolni padegi Hari ko convince karne ke liye. I think the most underrated investor, and I don't think you guys have worked with Ashwin of Anycut.
Oh, is it?
Boss, I remember one very like photographic memory. I was under a flyover driving my car. I had a very tough fundraising round. And I know the guy was not of my liking. wo signs dene lag gaye the pain ke. And I called Ashwin and I said, कि इसके साथ काम नहीं करना मुझे मेरे को नहीं सही लग रहा. आई डिडंट हैव माय कंपेटिटर बैक बाय द मोस्ट रेप्यूटेड कंज्यूमर इन्वेस्टर इन द कंट्री. बाकी सबकी तो वैसे ही फट गई कि द बेस्ट गाइस पुट मनी समवेयर एल्स. मेरे को कैसे एंड कंपीटिंग मतलब लाइक टू लाइक बिजनेसेस. एंड अश्विन टोल्ड मी दैट डे, तू टेंशन मत ले, पैसा कुछ अपन मैनेज कर. बिजनेस हैड ग्रोन 2x बाय देन, सो वेरी गुड स्पॉट इन टर्म्स ऑफ द बिजनेस एंड हाउ आई ऑपरेटेड एक्सेट्रा. ही सेड टेंशन मत ले. आई स्टिल रिमेंबर दैट टिल टुडे दैट देयर वाज वन गाय हु जस्ट, मेरे को उसके पैसे की जरूरत नहीं पड़ी. फाइनली थिंग्स पेड आउट इन एमिकेबल फैशन. आई नेवर टुक दैट मनी फ्रॉम अश्विन, बट जस्ट नोइंग दैट दिस गाय इज देयर and gives me the mental freedom of not getting cornered, of not getting into it. Was such a one of the most memorable moment in my fundraising journey. Boss, usne uske paas bhi shayad paisa nahi tha, usko nahi pata tha wo kaise help karega, but usko mera dard samajh aa raha tha aur usne bola ki aap sir tension mat lo, mana kar do usko, hum figure out kar lenge.
True colors are during bad times.
Bad times
hum figure, and उसको कोई पॉडकास्ट में नहीं देखा होगा, कोई इवेंट में नहीं देखा होगा. लाइक यू नो हाउ यू ऑलवेज लर्न फ्रॉम पीपल, समटाइम्स यू लर्न व्हाट नॉट टू डू, समटाइम्स यू लर्न व्हाट टू डू.
दैट्स अमेजिंग. आई डोंट, आई थिंक यू आर राइट. आई थिंक इन्वेस्टर वैल्यू एड्स ऑलवेज हैपन इन मोमेंट्स, दे नेवर हैपन इन विंडोज ऑफ टाइम, लाइक इन बैड
पीपल्स वैल्यू एड्स आल्सो यू कैन से.
Yes, like there are no, but for example, if the, for, with friendship, sometimes you're going through a tough phase.
Yeah.
And friends are with you for the phase, right? I think with investors, there are like moments, right? Like this one, for example, I remember once, Nikhil Vora, I remember we were going through a fundraise where ulta tha thoda situation. This is a heyday of 2021. We had more money than we had kind of.
Mm.
So we have not had a tough, we have not had an easy fundraising journey, and our cap table is a very weird motley crew of people, right? Mm. There are two huge strategic investors in what invested very early in us. Then there is Sixth Sense, which is like the VC. Then there is Malabar, which is like a public market fund for the most part. There's Gulf Islamic. There is, you know, Putney, which is a family office. And there are 25 angels from McKinsey, right? So, bahut hi alag alag prakar ke log hai, which have kind of come together. And it's amazing, right? And in 21, we were getting a lot more money than we wanted to raise. So, kaafi secondary karna pada tha. And founders ko lagta hai na ki yaar, khud ka secondary नहीं करना चाहिए, फिर करोगे तो लोग क्या बोलेंगे उसके बारे में. आई रिमेंबर हैविंग अ डिस्कशन निखिल की, वी आर ट्राइंग टू स्ट्रक्चर दिस राउंड, आई नो वी आर डूइंग सम ईसॉप्स, आई नो आई एम सेलिंग सम अमाउंट, एंड आई वांटेड टू टेल हिम दैट यू नो आई एम हैप्पी टू क्रिएट सम लिक्विडिटी फॉर माई सेल्फ एंड सो ऑन, बट आई डोंट एवर वॉन्ट दिस टू लुक लाइक माई स्किन इन द गेम इज गोइंग लोअर. सो ही लुक बैक, आई रिमेंबर हिम टेलिंग मी वेरी क्लियरली, आई लाइक रिच प्रमोटर्स. आई लाइक रिच प्रमोटर्स बिकॉज व्हाई डू थिंक पीपल बैक मुकेश अंबानी or Adani, or Uday Kotak, or any of these guys beyond a point? Because when shit hits the fan, and all money is dried out, if there's a promoter who can fund the business, I like.
I think it
was such a fucking different point of view compared to anyone else.
Huh? Oh, I think it's a very, the other part is when you start thinking for thriving versus survival, that thought process on how you run the business changes completely. So a thriving thought process can be very, is needed for maybe a larger business. And for while growing, to, I think you should have a survival mindset.
It sucks a lot. I think it sucks a lot out of founders. I see founders. Thankfully, both of you are, you know, you're physically very, but it, like people who don't take care of themselves, they deteriorate physically very quickly compared to, let's say, a normal job.
Mere saath ulta hai, boss. If I do not spend that 1 hour every morning with myself, I think मैं इतना काम भी नहीं कर पाऊंगा. मतलब अगर हर रोज सुबह उठ के अपने आप को टाइम नहीं दूंगा, सो इट्स मोर ऑफ एन एडिक्शन.
इट्स अ ग्रेट एडिक्शन बाय द वे.
इन इंडिया वी एक्चुअली आई फील वी फॉरगेट व्हाई वी डू इट. आवर रिलेशनशिप विद मनी इज वेरी वियर्ड. लाइक आई वाज डिस्कसिंग दिस विद माय फ्रेंड. आई वोंट टेक दिस एग्जांपल बिकॉज़ आई डोंट वांट टू पुट हिम ऑन द स्पॉट, बट फॉर अ लॉट ऑफ इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग्स ऑल्सो पीपल आर नॉट विलिंग टू स्पेंड. Yeah. And they are very rich and they're not willing to spend very little. And I keep wondering, then why?
The point,
What's the point of, like, why are you doing this?
Mujhe to aaj tak nahi samajh. I'm that type of a friend where I just spread about, part of it is how I've grown up and...
No, it's obviously all of that only. But I think in like our hard-on of passing down parampara and wealth and generational wealth is very high in India. So we love to hoard and save so that our kids can do it and then family name keeps increasing.
Correct. But maybe you know, you have that muscle. But when you are with three other people in the same, everyone might not have the same muscle.
Yeah.
So you also start then worrying about, which you guys will also at some point, that for example...
I'm on the bad experience.
For example, like let's say Shark Tank. जिसका बच्चा स्कूल में जा रहा है उसको पॉपुलैरिटी भी मिल रही है. हम व्यापारी हैं, मतलब फाउंडर व्यापारी, बिजनेस पीपल, बिजनेस विल वर्क इन साइकिल्स. उतना ज्यादा मतलब आदत हो जाती है कि जब वो साइकिल डाउन भी जाता है तो भी तू अपने आजू बाजू वालों को प्रोटेक्ट करने की ट्राई करता है ना कि इन पे इम्पैक्ट नहीं आना चाहिए. आई थिंक सेम फॉर द सोसाइटी थिंग दैट यू ओके, यू विल बी एबल टू मैनेज. तुम्हारी प्रिपेरेशन भी हुई है, मेंटल मसल बन गया है. बट यार वो बच्चे का तो नहीं बना है, बट आजू बाजू वालों का नहीं बना है. सो यू स्टार्ट वरिंग.
लुक, देयर्स अ रेनी डे फंड एंड एनीवेज दिस इज अ वेरी पर्सनल टॉपिक फॉर मोस्ट पीपल. बट आई थिंक पीपल नीड टू सिट एंड लाइक रीथिंक देयर रिलेशनशिप विद मनी.
आई अग्री. आई थिंक हमको जो सिखाया गया है वो तो सही नहीं है. क्या सही है मुझे नहीं पता, बट
देयर इज नो राइट आंसर. बट आई फील प्लीज देयर शुड नॉट बी द आंसर व्हिच इज नॉट योर्स.
You got
the amount of money is an interesting thing, right? There is always current situation, there is potential, and then there is aspiration, right? And then there is like a world, macro world, which is like putting variables up and down a lot. And most people, so that's where founders are different, right? Most people from India have been either born or have been raised by resource scarce mindset.
Correct.
कि दूध के लिए भी राशन की लाइन में खड़ा होना है. आर ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स और पेरेंट्स वुड एक्चुअली डन दैट. सो इन दैट सिचुएशन यू आर नेवर इन द अपसाइड मैक्सिमाइजेशन गेम, यू आर ऑलवेज इन द डाउनसाइड मिनिमाइजिंग गेम, राइट? बट नाउ एज अ जनरेशन वी आर गेटिंग इनटू द अपसाइड मैक्सिमाइजेशन गेम. नाउ उसमें द गेम ओपन्स अप अ लॉट. तुम्हारे इंस्टाग्राम के इन्फ्लुएंसर्स भी आ जाते फिर उसमें कि तुम इतना करो, इन स्पेस इतना डालो. एंड देन फॉर एग्जांपल राइट नाउ जीरो, हु इज टेलिंग मी दैट number of demat accounts have doubled. Kuch to, I think 5-6 crore badh gaye demat accounts in the last 3-4 years. Aur wo, though all those new investors are now going through their first bear cycle now. Thank you. So SIBs band ho gaya, investment band ho gaya. So suddenly liquidities are going down, FIIs are pulling out. So suddenly people think yaar, the end of the world is near. And it's an impatient generation of people
with the issues they pay.
And suddenly the whole thing about, oh, main to 12% saal ka kamaunga. Etc. Now gone for a toss. Shit. Now what the fuck?
I think what used to happen is get rich quick schemes.
Yeah.
Before only through word of mouth.
Yeah.
Now there is mass distribution of that. And a lot of some influencers, finfluencers sell it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And it is, look, everyone wants to get rich quick. Including, obviously, I also wanted to. There's unfortunately, doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if someone tells me this, that if I knew how hard it would have been to build this, there's no fucking way I would have done it. मैं नहीं करता यार, मेरे को पता ही नहीं था, वो सो नाइव. हाँ जिलेट को ले लेंगे हम तो, रेजर बना लेंगे, वो अमन जो बोलता है हम तो कर लेंगे. इट्स वेरी नाइस टू काइंड ऑफ गिव द, बिकॉज दैट फॉल्स कॉन्फिडेंस समटाइम्स, फीलिंग दैट मैं तो लकी हुई, इट प्रोपेल्स यू थ्रू सिचुएशंस दैट नॉर्मल पीपल वुड प्रोबब्ली.
No, you have to be a little crazy to think you can do something absurd, so you can do it.
I was telling some one of my investors only that I think this, the opportunity that I'm sitting on is to create the next Aditya Birla Fashion or an Arvind. Sala, mere paas to koi base hi nahi hai aisa baat karne ka, because yeah. But wo hamesha aisa lagta hai, I'm pretty sure it's going to be, hum usko thoda romanticize kar dete hain ki pata hota to shayad nahi karte, but I can guarantee. तेरे को पता होता या आज भी तेरे बिजनेस में वैसा ही स्पॉट होगा, बट तू करेगा. आई थिंक इट्स द लाइक वी
सो गुड वन. हाउ डू यू, सो यू कीप थिंकिंग फ्रॉम आई एम बिल्डिंग द आदित्य बिरला एट ऑल पॉइंट्स?
नो, आई जस्ट
लाइक, हाउ डू यू लाइक,
आई तो पता
नहीं, आई कीप थिंकिंग दैट नेक्स्ट मंथ एंड विद, सो 80% ऑफ द थिंकिंग इज नेक्स्ट मंथ, मे बी 10% इज नेक्स्ट ईयर एंड द अदर 10% इज 5 years. But I, the ambition is always more internal than external. Like, uske jaisa to ambition to random hai.
I'm saying that the ambition is from where you are. It always feels like ki ye to
hoga hi nahi.
Hoga hi nahi.
Ab kitne baar soch
rahe ho? Aap jab us time soch rahe the ki ye 10 saal ki journey wapas. I'm telling you, today are on to a journey which is as tough.
Correct. If more.
Jo आप 10 साल बाद ही रियलाइज करोगे, फिर आप बोलोगे कि ये 10 साल
के लिए. सो हां, सो व्हाट ही इज ट्राइंग टू से इज यू डोंट नो दैट द नेक्स्ट 10 इयर्स इज गोना बी कट ऑफ. सो वी आर लाइक,
एंड देन यू विल बी लाइक, पहले पता होता लिस्टेड कंपनी चलाना इतना मुश्किल है तो मैं शायद नहीं चलाता ही नहीं. बट यू विल अट्रैक्ट दोस काइंड ऑफ टफ प्रॉब्लम्स. आई मीन दैट्स आवर जॉब.
आई रिमेंबर लाइक, मेरे को लगता था कि यार महीने का 1 करोड़ हो जाए. महीने का 1 करोड़ यार, that's it, then we have arrived. It felt so far away when you do like 10 lakhs upon it felt
so far. So I always have felt like I've arrived. Okay. And I'm going to be honest, and I think this is where personal scarcity, I think whatever you guys are at richer families, and not taking anything away, but I remember we had reached 3 lakh a month, and at that point we were three of us at that point. And we thought, and I did the math, that this will get us this much salary per month. And I was like, I'm done. This is great.
Nah.
So at all points, I have always felt like I've arrived. And
it's a great place to be also, by the way.
Yeah, man, I wish I was there. I'm the opposite. Main mere ko to sala pehunchne ke baad bhi na.
Look, your goalposts keep shifting. Huh? There's no doubt.
Yeah, but I see. There's a clear, like, the security that he has.
Dude, this is all better than what it used to be. So it's all great. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. It's all. So
I look up like, to it. That's what people say. Right? If someone had told me that I will be at this number at this time, would I have taken it? Like, eyes closed.
Yeah, it's a dream run. It's a dream. I don't think any one of us imagined.
I feel like if you imagined this, then you were probably fooling yourself also.
Yeah. Possibly. Yeah. At what point will you say, okay, now this is. So it's good to hand over to someone else. Like, I have taken it to where the max I could take it to. What would that be in numbers?
Well, I don't think my own ego will ever say this is where I can take it to. I'm going to be like, no, but I'll tell you what, right? I've thought about this. There are always portions of the business where I'm like, I think someone else can now take this better than me, and I will hand that part over. Because you still want to do something. Let's say if it's not in shaving, you may want to do something philanthropy, or you may want to do something in
photo,
like even writing books. But the platform that you've created, this is the best platform that you can get.
Yeah.
So if I want to start a new business, I will do it with this current infrastructure, and I'll probably hand something over.
Yeah.
So the way I look at it is,
oh, it's a good point.
It's like, there's no end game for me, because this is now the machine that this is really powerful, and I will use this influence and firepower.
I think when you so much soft power, no, actually.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of soft power beyond just the
people. And like, you know, even like having ready accounts, HR, you remember how it's a lot of work to set all of this up. You're not going to do it again. You don't wish to do it again, at least. So then you will, whatever your new ambition is, can be within this ecosystem.
Gambit. What about you, Yogesh?
Till the time I'm able to make products, I'm going to keep doing this. I think if you take me away from the product is when I lose interest in everything else.
This guy loves product.
Yeah. I think jab tak, so that's where my, I mean, at least I think, I mean, I might be lying to myself. I don't know. But the real high for me is to keep solving for product.
I like this question. The real high for you is to solve for products. What is the real high for you?
The real high for me is I get a lot of joy with scale. So when he says things like 90 lakh underwear sold in a year, it blows my brain. Like it's the happiest I can feel from an empathy, like from being in a
daughter. Oh.
So for us, we're tracking only how many products we sell a month, right? We are in the 15 lakh products, like from a 20 rupee razor to a 4,000 rupee trimmer to a 1 rupee blade. We're in the 15 lakh per month. It's large. I'm like 15 lakh. Like we do 2.5 lakh razor and shaving kits to Taj hotels a month.
It's crazy.
I'm like, boss, 2.5 lakh log Taj mein har mahine mera product shaving ke liye use karta hai. I get joy by that. What's the unit economics of that? Is it scalable? Really? Wo sab secondary. Mere ko scale se bahut maza aata hai.
Influence, in a way. Nice. Yes.
No,
what about you? For me, I think it is doing things well. I just like doing things well. And the joy is...
A perfectionist kind of...
No. The perfectionist, I think, is a very weird term because wo to, it never reaches there, but just doing it well.
Define a little bit doing it.
So, let's just take like cricket, right? Or whatever sport you want to take. I just like going there and batting well or bowling well or fielding well. Just the you know, you have life in you and using that to do something well is what I enjoy. Yeah. It's not about the winning or losing. It's about just showing up.
It's, you cannot be absolutely dispassionate about the outcome also.
Well, outcome is, I think, a measurement of how well you've done it.
Mm.
So if all the time there are bad outcomes and you are just doing it poorly, then it breaks.
Yeah, Dhoni says the same thing, right? It's all about the process. Mm. Winning is a result.
I'll give you guys a excellent example. My dad's turning 65 soon. Posh, aaj bhi, so Bombay, he just came and he had to do some work in office. The granddaughter ko milne aaye the, but he's still so passionate about his work. He said, I have to go. I'm going to come early next time. His brain is still ticking and that's keeping him sharp. So I think all of us have to be extremely grateful ki boss, humko jo problem, dimag continues, you're like, you are solving a tougher problem. I think what would be worse is I'm solving a same problem or a similar problem, or the intensity of that solving reduces. I see it with my eyes every day. That passion for work, it keeps you young, it keeps you going, it keeps you, it makes you enjoy those
small. I'm going to also call it out that it can do both.
I'm doing it well, right? I think about like my dad. So my mom and dad started, my mom is a yoga teacher. He's like a yoga enthusiast, but he's not a teacher, my dad. So he's like her. He's the one who shows. She shows the asana on him on a Zoom screen. And like she has students on the other side of the screen, right? And he's a very enthu, like kind of assistant. And they started in COVID as a way to stay busy and fit. But it's continued like this for 3 days a week. They do a Zoom yoga class, free of cost for friends and family and anyone wants to join. Okay. Now, my dad decided that, like, she had the whole case, this is how we're going to do it, blah. He made them an Excel sheet of all the participants, all the asanas, and how well they do it. And every day for 45 minutes after the class gets done, he would fill that up.
Wow, dude.
Now, he has, like, this whole amount of data on everyone.
And how and they've improved.
How they've improved, who's been regular, kis kaun se asan ko achha kar raha hai over a period of 6 months, 12 months. And this is all about doing it well.
Yeah.
And that, it's a work ethic, doing it well with zero financial reward. Possibly this brownie point from a few people and my mom, which is a great motivation. But I see that like muscle we used everywhere with him. Now he does my taxes, US taxes, India taxes. Boss, wo Excel sheet itna complex. Ye wo, and I'm like,
you know, amazing. So I keep, this is something that I tell the team all the time, that the ability to do well is actually a muscle. And that's again the same thing which I say. I think like where people lie to themselves is a lot of like younger people, right, who start, they may be like, this is not the job I want, but when I get the job I want, I'll slay. That's the lie.
Mm.
If you don't know how to actually slay, That's their language. But if you don't know how to win, you won't like one day decide, now I will win. It just doesn't happen. You can't just come to the pitch and like...
And whatever you're doing, like our caretaker right now at home, he writes poems. He's in a circumstance right now where at the age of 22, he has to be a caretaker of a home. It's very clear that success for him is not doing this job for the next 40. Mm-hmm. There are some people who like to do this and then go on to become supervisors and manage corporate guest houses. That is not the path for him. He wants to get into digital marketing. I said, good. Your circumstances give you this.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see work ethic in the way you do your job, which is currently the job you have to do, which is not the job you will have to do later on. But if you show work ethic now, boss, the world will fucking back you.
Yeah.
And opportunities will fucking open up. But it is what it is. It is what it is. And everyone, like, studying, there are some subjects in school you don't like studying.
No, let's not get into school. I was
terrible.
It's a rite of passage, yaar.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you guys are both, like, gym.
Hmm.
Who the fuck likes going to a gym?
Nice.
No, I think like the process. I don't. Huh. I think the outcome is what you enjoy the most. Because you can play with Gia and so on, right?
No, I think, I don't know. I mean, now I enjoy it a lot, but I'm sure early days were...
Before you were to impress girls. Stood, of course.
Of course.
Which guy doesn't go through that phase in life?
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
This is a fantastic conversation, Vedang and Yogesh. I'm so glad you guys were individually like, I want to do this with the other person. And kudos to you for building such insane businesses at scale, loved product, brand, assortment, channel, quick commerce, own store. The humility and calm that you both display in the last two hours of conversation is, I think, what makes businesses survive the length of clearly what might be ups and downs and cycles in the world of your industry. But I think for me, it has been just a fascinating experience to just sit across and see the way you think, because so much to learn for me and everyone watching as well. And your generosity in coming and gracing the barbershop is... I cannot be more
grateful. You know, I'll tell you, I was usually very anti-podcast. It was, naya kya batayenge hum? But then someone told me, Jivraj, he said that a lot of people would sort of look up to you and might have a moment. And I said, but wo to bahut log pehle se karte hain. But then I thought about it that, you know, a lot of your users, your listeners might relate to me and my story, which is, you know, very average, tier 2, non sort of pedigreed guy. But isne bhi nikal liya. And I think, 2-5 logon ko sunke agar wo confidence aa jaye, which is, I think, what you started this for.
Yeah.
And I think all of us have different personas. Just because koi 5 log mujhse connect honge, koi 5 log tujhse connect honge. And that's when I thought ki yaar, sab log to de rahe hain, but there might be a cohort of people that's more inspired by your journey versus someone else's journey. So I hope like, you know, tier 2 non-metro average students listening to this, it's the way the world rates you in the beginning part, but nikal jata hai, boss. I think you have to have a strong will.
I find it very weird. It's almost imposter syndrome to try and inspire someone. So that's why I don't try to talk about story and all as much.
But I mean, kya hota hai? Main dekhta hun, yaar. Logon ko, like, Surat mein, matlab, there's a lot of, like, most of the success stories, and I've also been part of it. I was that guy. जब मैं जाके देखता था कि फाउंडर अच्छा ये तो IIM से पढ़ा हुआ है, अच्छा ये तो IIT से पढ़ा हुआ है, और मुझे लगता था कि यार ये नहीं होगा ना तो कुछ एक डिसएडवांटेज है मेरा, विच इज लाइक मोस्ट ऑफ द इंडिया इज दैट ना, मतलब ये तो बहुत कम. सो आई हैव गॉन थ्रू दैट फेज एंड आई बिलीव दैट अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल माइट स्टिल बी थिंकिंग लाइक दैट कि यार अगर स्टार्टिंग में नहीं निकाला अपनी जर्नी, अपनी लाइफ की जर्नी में, तो intimidate ho jayenge. And that's the simple message ki usko matlab there are enough and more examples jahan pe pure sheer focus and the ability to the hunger will get you there. So that's what I thought ki yaar ek interesting
aap dono ke isme na, lekin like clarity of thought because of being so immersed in the business is very 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 palpable. Like there are, like, it's very obvious that you are not that you're not just off the block right now. It's very clear that you've been in this for years.
Yeah.
And that's why you're able to do. Otherwise, what not. So I think for the even one person who's watching this, after watching this, feels that I can actually do it. And this is how I want to immerse myself in this business that I want to start, right. This brand I want to, yeah. This, whatever I want to do, right? I think we would have done a good job. I think it's two hours well spent for the three of us.
And
yeah, no? Thank you so much, Yogesh, Vedant. Thank you so much for coming.